All right, so moving on to fundamental number three, which is pursuing higher stakes projects. And this fundamental is directly related to the last one. But where the previous fundamental referred to the target market you go after, this one refers to the type of work you pursue. So think about it. There's not a lot of nothing writing or very little writing on an assignment that you provide, a type of project that you provide, a type of work or service. If it's not something that will really impact your client's business or organization, the assignment will simply not get the same kind of treatment as one that's more directly tied to the organization's goals. The most elegant way to put this is that you need to focus more and more of your energy on helping clients solve expensive problems. My colleague Jonathan Stark has a very elegant definition for expensive problems. I love the way he says it. He says it's basically a painful issue that a business is aware of and would happily pay money to alleviate. Potentially, the answer an owner would give to a question like, "What keeps you up at night?" So in the context of what we do as writers, copywriters, and marketing consultants, it's a client that's trying to educate or persuade their market under challenging circumstances. Maybe the competition is fierce, or your client has a very different way of approaching the problem, one that the market is not aware of, or maybe they're way ahead of their time. They're addressing issues that need to be explained, or addressing the issue in a way that the market hasn't really thought of. And it's expensive, you know, because of what's at stake. Remember what we talked about in the last session. So is it nice to have, important, or urgent? And is it innovative, expensive, and complex? Those are all great factors to consider. And in many cases, your clients are dealing or selling marketing products and services that are expensive, and are complex and are innovated. And they're having a difficult time marketing that product or service. So they're missing out on big revenue opportunities, or they're struggling to compete with lower cost competitors. And they're trying to find a way to educate and market smarter and more strategically. So it's a problem, and it's expensive because of what's at stake here. Solving the problem would be hugely beneficial to the organization. So that's where the term expensive comes in, meaning the opportunity cost, what they're missing out on right now. It's expensive. You know, they're leaving a lot on the table. They're missing out on a lot of opportunities. Just to clarify, what we mean by expensive services or expensive problems. Now, you might be scratching your head and asking yourself, well, wait a minute. I'm a writer. I'm not a problem-solving consultant. You know, what are you talking about, Ed? And I would challenge you on that concern, on that assumption. Again, you're much more than a writer. You need to, as we talked about in the first session, you need to believe that internally. And you need to communicate that fact confidently, the fact that you bring much more to the table, that your biggest value, yes, your writing has great value, no doubt about that, but your biggest value is your thinking, the quality of your thinking. And it's time for you to level up. If you want to play small and work on super easy transactional writing assignments that don't really matter that much to your clients, I mean, that's fine. But just know that you're going to have a hard time getting higher fees. You're going to suffer the consequences because your ability to earn high fees is going to be very, very limited. I'll give you an example. What do I mean by transactional, easy the assignments that don't really matter that much? Business to consumer fluffy blog posts that are designed for SEO purposes only, versus, let's say, a white paper or a report or a detailed article or an ebook or a full-length book that helps your client position their expensive service as a super high-value solution to their customers' problems. You see the difference? The first one can be written by anyone. You know, all that client want is just they just want content. They just want to crank out words that's going to help them with their SEO. The second example requires smart thinking, requires a deeper understanding of all the dynamics involved, and it requires an understanding of the market. It needs a clever strategy. Okay. There's a lot more at stake. That's an expensive problem. So the moral here is that communicating higher value doesn't mean you have to prove that you can deliver a certain conversion rate or a very tangible ROI. A lot of people misunderstand that when I explain it. So I want to be very clear. It's not about that you're delivering something very tangible, like, you know, conversion copywriters can point to the specific results that they help the client achieve. In many cases, yeah, you can do that if you do that kind of work. But for those of us who do more content marketing and marketing consultant, that's going to be a little harder. Instead, you can show value by demonstrating to clients and prospects that you're the lowest risk option. So think about it. They have a lot at stake, right? And choosing the wrong writer or consultant could mean wasted money, could mean wasted time and wasted or missed opportunities that are way more expensive than the difference between your fee and what they may have been expecting to pay, or your fee and the other person they're considering. Okay. So maybe it's a $500 difference. But again, because we're dealing with an expensive problem, there's a lot at stake here, and making the right decision is very important for the client. A corollary of this idea of expensive problems is the idea that the more expensive the problem, the higher the stakes for the client in picking the right service provider for them. So in other words, just like we just talked about, the more risk there is in choosing the best writer or copywriter or consultant to help solve the problem. One example that I could give you is that I've been brought in many times to emerging tech companies, software companies, to help them clarify their value proposition. And when you think about it, there's a lot at stake there, because a lot of these companies, these startups, they feel they have an amazing product, but they're all over the place when it comes to communicating the value of the product to prospective customers and partners. And lack of clarity leads to confusion. And confusion leads to inaction, which means that hiring someone who seems to be very skilled at helping the client arrive at a clear set of messages is essential. Again, there's a lot at stake here. So if I can show the prospect that, yes, I'm not the cheapest option, but I'm the lowest risk option, then my chances of getting the gig go way up. So I can't emphasize that enough, is that, you know, many times the best way to present your value is by not just showing them everything you can do, your track record, who you've worked with, your understanding of their business, their market, but all that, and framing it in a way that shows the client or the prospect that you're going to be the lowest risk option for them. Which leads me to one final but key point. The fact that clients are under much more pressure than we realize. So let me paint a scenario and ask you if you think this is a realistic situation. When a prospective client is looking for a copywriter or a content writer to help them with a specific project or with a set of content marketing challenges, do they search Google and ask their colleagues for recommendations? You think they might even visit a job board like Upwork, right? They probably do some of those things. Now, do you think they start with a big list of possible contenders and then go through an exhaustive shortlisting process and then maybe contact their finalists to get pricing? And then after spending a few days weighing the pros and cons of each candidate, they finally make a decision. Do you think that's the way it usually goes down? Not really, right? In fact, this is something that rarely happens, that scenario I just gave you. But for some reason, many of us believe that the process looks something like that behind the curtain. We believe that prospects have that kind of time and patience to look wide and deep for a professional to help them. And we believe they spend quite a bit of time evaluating their options. But the reality is, these people are very, very busy. And content marketing is one of many different areas that they're tasked with, they're in charge of. Their days are absolutely nuts. There are not enough hours in the day to get their work done. In many cases, they're in deep burnout territory. My point is this: when a prospect is working in that kind of hectic environment, they don't have the time or desire to go through an exhaustive search and evaluation process. They want you to make it easy for them to say yes to you. They want you to be the one. They want to put an end to their search and to work with someone who's willing to help make their job and their lives a little easier. So they want you to be the obvious choice. They want you to be the lowest risk option, the one they can feel comfortable betting on. They want to say yes because they're under pressure, and saying no means they have to go back to the drawing board, or they have to reach out to that other writer and start the process all over again of scheduling a call, explaining what they need help with, and so on. Obviously, that process takes a lot of time and energy, and everything else being relatively equal, we humans are programmed to conserve energy. So we'd rather not go through that. So again, never forget that clients are under pressure too. You might be under internal pressure to fill a gap in your availability or hit a certain goal, but they, the client, the prospect, they want to get moving and check this item off their to-do list. And they want to do that with a service provider who appears to be well-suited to solve their expensive problem. They want you to make it easier for them to say yes. So make it easy for them to do that. Give them the justification they need, because secretly, in more cases than you think, they want you to be the one